This is episode 2438 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm honored to be your host, Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 7 of our series this week. This week has been all about the theme, improving your emotional intelligence. And it could even have the title of understanding your emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence meaning how you relate to yourself and others, especially during stressful times. How do you manage yourself during times when you're feeling uplifted and during times when maybe you're feeling hopeless? In today's episode, the final episode of this series, you're going to be guided as you reflect back over your week. And I consider this to be one of the most important episodes in a series because it's with this awareness you gain through reflection that allows you to improve your life and to become a better person. So in today's episode, you're also going to be guided in a soothing meditation for inner clarity. That's what your reflection meditation provides you, this inner awareness. Now, I want to share with you, as I was doing research, one quality appeared again and again in regards to emotional intelligence, and that was to take responsibility for your actions. And this can be difficult, especially if you feel justified in feeling a certain way. And it's okay to feel offended if someone criticizes you or if somebody accuses you of something. It's okay to feel defensive. The key part of improving your emotional intelligence in a situation where you're on the defensive is to accept responsibility for how you're responding in the moment. You may feel furious or angry. If you can, express yourself clearly and confidently and calmly and respectfully. That's what matters. There's nothing else you need to say or do because people will be able to determine by your actions that although you might not agree on a particular point, you feel very strongly and people will respect that. When you respect their differences, they're more likely to respect your differences. This is important these days when people seem to be dividing themselves more and more, defining themselves as a certain way that's opposed to a set of people who feel another way. So respecting each other's differences is key to emotional intelligence. And it's where you start to really see progress in the world. So as you settle yourself down to meditate, I always encourage you to meditate outside in the final episode of a series. This is a way to celebrate and reward yourself for all you've been doing this week. And you might sit down to meditate outside or even sit in your home and open up a window or a door. You can always walk in nature, especially as you listen to this meditation. Wherever you are, take a moment to scan your location and honor where you are. As you sit up straight or stand up straight, if you're seated with your eyes closed, gently elevate them upward. And begin to tune into where you are. Begin to notice how you feel in your body. Name the mood or emotion you're feeling right now. As you reflect back over your week, notice the moments that stand out the most. Observe how you reacted to people. Were there any stressful events where maybe you lashed out, or maybe you were very proud of how you responded to stress? Celebrate these moments. Reflect on how you reacted to these stressful situations and take responsibility for your actions. What would you do differently? What would you improve next time? No judgment or shame, simply awareness. You are assessing how you lived your life this past week. Noticing the times that stand out. Reflect on how your actions affected others. Consider how others' actions impacted you. Beautiful. Now is your reward. As you sit in stillness, enjoying these beautiful sensations you've created, reflecting, putting closure on the week, and allowing yourself simply to be, you are so worth slowing down for.